Greenland's Drive Dam at Murray Bridge was a hive of activity last week as about 60 students from three schools helped to replenish one of the region's most threatened fish species, the southern purple spotted gudgeon. Wetlands ecologist Sam Hardy from the Murraylands and Riverland Landscape Board joins me now. He was there, weren't you, Sam?
Morning, Jen. Yes, I was.
How was it? It sounds like it would have been a lot of fun for, you know, oh my goodness, so many students all at once learning about this amazing fish species.
It really was the best day, and it's been so long since we've had something similar. So 60 students, three schools in the end. We got southern purple spotted gudgeon back into the water, into the holding site that is Greenland's Drive.
Yeah, right. So these students have been actually breeding the fish in captivity at their respective schools, right?
Some of them, Allerton and Erbray, have been breeding them for years. The third school, Holy Family, based out at Parafield Gardens, they've come on board within the last 18 months. Without these schools breeding these fish, we just wouldn't have these fish to do any of our work with. So they are the vital link, really.
And tell us about the significance of this particular species.
Yeah, so the southern purple spotted gudgeon, in the late 70s, we had one regional record, and then nothing was seen for years and years and years. In the 90s, they were declared regionally extinct. And in 2002, we happened to find the fish again. And now, this was in Geary Swamp, so just north of Murray Bridge. This period coincided with the drought and less water and habitats changing. And so... just as they found these fish, they had to then catch them, and this is where the whole breeding program has started from then.
All right. Can you describe these fish? Like, what's their deal?
Yeah, so they're really beautiful and colourful fish, unlike some of the other smaller native fish. They have a really lovely rounded head, rounded tail, and then the colour gradients are from dark brown to, I guess, a creamier brown. But along their middle, they have this really lovely blue kind of wash that has these white and pinkish purple spots on it.
And is there anything about their existence that benefits the ecology overall in the system?
I guess the purple spotted gudgeon is a bit different to many of our other smaller fish in that it's not one of the boom and bust species, meaning that they don't breed super fast and then they have drop. These fish, you find them in much smaller groups. They're quite territorial, which means trying to find them again is often harder. You just don't get those larger numbers of fish. These fish, they're what is called an ambush predator. Now, they will sit on the bottom and wait for passing smaller fish, yabbies, to swim past, and then they'll duck out and eat them.
Sneaky.
Very sneaky, yes.
So the students were all working together with you. Were you the only ecologist there? Were there other people helping out? It sounds like it would have been quite a lot for you to wrangle.
No, there were three from our team. Plus, we were hoping that our partners, Nature, Glenelg Trust, AquaSave, would be able to make it. Now, they've done a lot of the legwork here in moving the fish around to the schools, checking up on the fish with the schools. But COVID got in the way there. So we had less staff on site than what would have been ideal. But in the end, the day was super good. Just seeing the joy on these kids' faces as they could be part of a really hands-on project.
Yes.
Was just the best thing to see.
What did it entail? What did you guys get up to?
First of all, we retrieved nets that we had set overnight just to check what fish were in our Greenland's Drive. We have had other purple spotted gudgeon releases there over the last 18 months or so, and there were others about 10 years ago too. So they have been there in very low numbers. So it was really good to see that there were still some there, and so we just added to the numbers there with fish that we put in on Wednesday.
So what were some of the things you were doing? You were releasing fish? Were you like checking other fish for their size, or were there any other little things you were getting up to?
Yep, so we were definitely measuring fish that we caught, also just checking for signs of health. Luckily, the fish that we did put in there and plus the fish that were there all looked really good. So they had really nice, vibrant colours and just showed other signs of health that we're really, really going for.
Wetlands ecologist Sam Hardy is with us following an excursion in Murray Bridge with three schools, primary and high schools, releasing the southern purple spotted gudgeon, a threatened fish species, making its recovery. How did the kids find it? Did they, love to be working in nature? Anyone keen to become an ecologist in the future?
Well, that's the end goal here too. So really just trying to get those kids to have the hands-on feeling of what it's like to do some of the field work. This day was really good in that the three schools that were there would have probably had no other reason to really be there unless it was for their fish. Now, some of them had a really long bus trip to make it. We had kids ranging in age from, I guess, middle school right through to year 10s, 11s and 12s. And so it was a really nice chance for the students to really talk to their peers as well. And it was just a really fun day all out. We just haven't done things like this for seeming years. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it must be a lovely, I mean, you must sort of pinch yourself sometimes in your work. I'm sure you get bogged down in the numbers and the stats sometimes, but just to be able to be out there and, you know, experience nature.
Definitely. The mornings are always really, really good. It's a rare thing to be up that early and just seeing the sun hit their water. It really is the coolest thing. I love it.
What's happening next with the project, Sam?
So Greenland's Drive will be used as, I guess, a holding pen where these fish can breed. Now, the big trick for us is to try to get them back into wild sites. Now, these wild sites, a lot has changed in terms of having carp there, having silts moving through, changing what these fish really need to survive and thrive. We know that these fish love stones and veg matter and fallen logs and things that we don't commonly see so much now. So it's about running a few further experiments to see what are those tiny niches that they need to really boom.
Well, thank you for joining me today. It's been really lovely to hear all about the Southern Purple Spotted Gudgeon and the great work that you're doing with students as well. Cheers, Sam Hardy.
Thank you so much.